It's my privilege to introduce this session with Pastor Miki Kecsúdyán, who's ministering in Budapest, in Hungary. Now, I first met Pastor Miki in the 2003 School of Theology, and at that time he was working in Arad in Western Romania, which is the city in which he grew up, and his father was an elder in the Baptist church there, suffered persecution under the communist regime before the change came around 1990. And then Pastor Miki, after he separated from the Romanian Baptist Union, pioneered a Reformed Baptist church in Arad. And that church had both Romanian and Hungarian language services. But then several years ago, in 2012, he felt the Lord calling him to pioneer a church in Budapest. Budapest is a great city, but has few sound churches. So he's now pioneering there. And he will tell us about his own work after he's told us about various other pioneer works in Eastern Europe. Pastor Miki Kecsúdyán.
It is my privilege to speak to you this afternoon about the Reformed work in Central and Eastern Europe. I want to begin with reading a few verses from John's Gospel, chapter 10, starting with verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Our Lord refers here to other sheep. And we know that these other sheep are all those who came to know the Lord outside Israel. When the gospel age started, after our Lord ascended to heaven and the missionary work began, many, many people came to know the Lord outside Israel, outside the Jewish fold. Now, probably most of the people who came to know the Lord during this long period of church history are mainly those from Europe until recently, Great Britain included. So the European nations had for long the privilege of knowing the gospel, and some, like the British, were even more privileged. It is a well-known fact that before and after the Protestant Reformation, or during the Puritan Age and during those great revivals in Great Britain, many more came to be saved and became part of this fold, which the Lord calls here the other sheep. The harvest of souls has been continuing since then in Great Britain. But many British believers and missionaries, for example, in the 19th century, like William Carey, felt concern for other nations too. This explains the start of Baptist missions on continental Europe around the year 800 in Germany first. But the gospel soon spread from there further east to the Ukraine or as far as Romania and Russia. Later, many missionaries were local people employed by the British Missionary and Bible Society. Their main task was to sell Bibles. The British were the financial and spiritual engine behind most of the missionary activities starting with the 19th century on continental Europe. They were set to conquer the Europeans and, of course, other nations for Christ with their witness. Those were times of great advancement. Thus, Baptist mission has reached every European country. Hungary and Romania, for example, have witnessed tens of thousands of conversions at the beginning of the 20th century. Later, that century proved to be a time of doctrinal decline under liberal theology and pervasive Arminianism's influence. By the beginning of the 21st century, most of the Eastern European Baptists and other evangelical churches were battered by worldliness and charismatic influence. While in the last century in Britain, the reform work has witnessed remarkable recoveries and advancement, on continental Europe, the reform work reappeared with Baptists or Reformed Baptists only at the beginning of this century. Of course, the Reformed work was not and is not limited to the Reformed Baptists. But I'm speaking from this background, and I want to present the life and work of those churches who adhere to the 1689 Baptist Confession of Faith. Our work, or their work, has still the character of pioneering work, but Reformed Baptists, however few they are dedicated to growth and to expand their witness. Reformed work means for us mainly the gathering of these other sheep our Savior was mentioning. Our Lord wants to save many more in our countries too. We believe that despite small results, the Lord has indeed many other sheep to be gathered into his fold. So now let me present to you some of these Reformed Baptist works around different countries in Central and Eastern Europe. I prepared a PowerPoint presentation for you, and I just want to present now a few details of these churches from the different countries. Now, when we speak of continental Europe, we mean mainly those countries who form what we would call, in other words, Western Christendom, or used to be called like that. So the context in which we live and do our work, our ministry in Europe, is very much characterized by these three features, namely, most of Europe has now as its religion secularism. I think you have the same here in Great Britain. It's really a religion, and people believe that they don't believe in God. So very, very close to secularism as religion, or together with it goes hedonism as the predominant way of life, which means that most of the people have their only goal in life to have fun. That's their major goal for their living. Now, another feature which needs to be mentioned is Islam being on march in these European countries. Less so in Eastern Europe, much more in Western Europe, but we begin to feel the pressure of it. So, when we are speaking of Central and Eastern European countries, we concentrate more on these countries starting from north to south: Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Romania. So I will be mentioning these five countries today. When we speak about these countries in Central and Eastern Europe, first of all, we need to mention that these are former communist countries. In this respect, all of these countries can be called Eastern European countries because they all were under communist influence. Now, after the change, after communism has fallen, the state-sponsored national churches regained their influence and their position usually in the societies. Now, this does not mean, first of all, that they have a sound religious work. Mainly, they are very busy and active in influencing society by their social work and work in education. Evangelicals usually are a minority in these countries. Reformed witnesses even less, and it's just in its incipient phase, but rising. I want to begin with Romania now. Probably many of you know Romanians and Romanian believers. Romania is the east, or the furthest east country among these whom I am mentioning today. In Romania, you will find four Reformed Baptist churches who had adhered to the 1689 Confession of Faith in Arad, and they are circled with a red line in Arad, in Zalo, in Arad, in Zalo, in Marginea, and in Bucharest, the capital city of Romania. The largest probably among them would be the church in Arad, called the Logos Baptist Church, pastored by Mircea Ioanei. This church started around the year 2000. At the moment, they have about 50 people in their congregation. Now, Arad is this westernmost city of Romania where I was grown up and had the first part of my ministry. Just a few words about their ministry. You see here on the picture their building where they gather. They have a very good outreach ministry there and a very well established Sunday school. They have different groups for their children, and they run a very good website. Included to that is their webcasting of worship services. Now, in the present, they are pioneering a church in Variaș, that's a village not too far from Arad, about 10 miles. And included to all this is their Christian literature ministry. Pastor Mircea used to publish several books in the past, now less than in the past, but they still keep their Christian literature ministry. You see here a picture of the congregation. And of course, their church, like all the others, face challenges and encounter needs and difficulties. One of the challenges is to keep their own youth. As they grow up and become teenagers, it's more and more difficult to keep them and to encourage them to come to the Lord and become Christians. The influence of society is very, very strong. Another challenge for them is the pioneering work in Cluj. Cluj is the second largest city at the moment in Romania, and together with the church in Zalo, they try to start a church in Cluj. Now, among the encounter difficulties, first of all, is nominal Christianity as their surrounding. Romania is a country where the society would be nominally Christian. The Eastern Orthodox Church is still a very, very strong church in Romania, but sometimes nominal Christianity could be as a great obstacle as atheism or secularism. Many people would think about themselves that they are Christians and they are okay with their nominal Christian life. So nominal Christianity indeed is a difficulty for churches in Romania. Another difficulty for the church in Arad is the so-called economic migration to Western Europe. Many, many Romanians are living today in England or in Great Britain. Many would emigrate, would come here to work, and this affects churches, of course, too. So from Mircea's church, from the church in Arad, several people came to Great Britain to work, to have their living here, and to other countries too, like Germany. So this affects their church, affects the numbers, affects the capabilities of the church to do ministry in Arad. So these are their difficulties, and they express their wish that you may pray for them and pray that the Lord may give them growth despite these difficulties. The next church I want to present is the church in Marginea. Marginea is a small town in northeast Romania and is pastored by Liviu Onufrei. He's sitting here and listening. If I'm speaking correctly about his church. So his or their church started around the year 2004. Their congregation is now about 20 people, 15 to 20 people, but they have a very large Sunday school too. They managed to gather many children in their town, about 30 to 50 children at the moment. But in the past, they had times when they had even 90 children in their Sunday school. Among their ministry or their outreach possibilities is the door-to-door outreach at Christmas time. Usually in other parts of the year, people would not be as responsive as during Christmas time. And during that period of time, they can make hospital visits too. By the way, they are those who feel most the pressure of Eastern Orthodox Church. Their village is a very, very strong village on Orthodoxy, so the opposition from the local people is very great there, or very strong there. Now, one of their ministries is doing outreach in the so-called weekly regional fair or market. This presents very good opportunities for them, and you see Pastor Liviu with his brother Cornel there on the market or in the fair, where they have a book stand and they distribute books, tracts, CDs, and initiate many, many discussions, dialogues with people in the fair. They also tried to pioneer a church in Rădăuți, a larger town, about 6 or 8 miles from Marginea. And of course, one of their needs and challenges is to diversify their outreach. Sometimes you run out of ideas how to get to people, how to contact them. But they have difficulties too. One of the difficulties is the superstitious Eastern Orthodox environment, very superstitious. And therefore, people can be easily convinced not to join other churches or to leave the Eastern Orthodox Church because they are afraid they will be punished by God if they leave their national church. So that's how superstition works in a way. Another difficulty is presented by legal obstacles in their outreach. As they tried to pioneer a church in Rădăuți, the local government was not responsive, so they needed to suspend their work for a while. So you can pray for them, you could pray for them that the Lord may open the door for their pioneering work in Rădăuți again. And you see Pastor Liviu with his family here on this photo. Yes, the next church in Romania, Reformed Baptist Church, is the church in Bucharest, in the capital city, Word of Grace Reformed Baptist Church, and is pastored by Emmanuel Alboiu. He's also here in this room. He's pastoring part-time. He has to work for his living and for supporting his own family. The church started in the year 2012. I would add with some help from Arad, from Pastor Mircea Ioanei. The congregation at the moment is comprised by about 25-30 people. And they had a baptism last year, so it's a great joy for them that they already had a baptism, so people were added to the congregation, to the membership. Now you see here the congregation at the moment, a nice group. They have a very extensive outreach, by the way. They are very busy in giving out tracts and contacting people. They have already a Sunday school with their own children mainly. And one of their emphases is doing doctrine class. People need to relearn the basic doctrines, especially the doctrines of grace. So they put much emphasis on their doctrine class. And the pastor, Emmanuel Alboiu, has a very extensive site, monergism.ro. You may know about this site, the English version of this site, monergism.org, if I'm right. And it's widely read. approximately 2,000 unique visits a month. So you can advertise this site to your Romanian friends, if you have Romanian friends here in Great Britain. They also face challenges and needs. One of the challenges is the fluctuation of visitors. In a large city, you probably know that you have people who come, listen to you once or twice, and then move on to other churches. There are some people who are always on their journey finding their ideal church, and they never find it. So you have some of these, and we encounter these people, and this presents problems sometimes. Another challenge and another need is for a full-time pastor for the church. Emmanuel is doing a hard work, but he can have only, or his contribution is only part-time because he needs to work. So if some of you are convinced by the Lord that you need to support somewhere a good ministry, then here is a suggestion for you. You may support this church in Bucharest. You see here Emmanuel with his wife, and some of the difficulties they encounter is legal refusal of the church registration at court. The court flatly refused to register, although by Romanian laws you can be registered as a charity, and we were registered in Arad as a charity, so it's a little bit strange that they were refused to be registered. Another difficulty they encounter is the growing suspicion by the Eastern Orthodox majority population. And thirdly, it is the deepening hostility against conservative Christianity by the society in general. At the moment, the Romanian society is moving toward more secularism, so neither Greek Orthodox Church nor secularism a good friend for a church which is growing and which tries to do more evangelism in society. So please pray for this church in Bucharest too. The fourth church, fourth Reformed Baptist Church in Romania, is the one in Zalău. It's called Holy Trinity Baptist Church and is pastored by Mihai Levi Marian. He's a man who grew up in America. His parents emigrated from Romania to America just after the change, after communism has fallen. His father used to be a student here at ALRBS in 1990, but after he has grown up in America, he felt moved by the Lord to go back to Romania and pioneer a church there. So his church started about 2 years ago. The congregation at this moment is about 40 people, because a group from the Baptist Union joined him. Of course, they put emphasis on outreach, Sunday school, and church pioneering. I don't have a photo about their congregation, sorry. And then from Romania, now let's move to Slovakia. Slovakians don't like to be called Eastern Europeans. They like to be called Central Europeans. So let's call them Central Europeans then. The only Reformed Baptist church, which is based on the 1689 Confession of Faith, is the one in Žilina, in northwest of Slovakia. The church is pastored by Pastor Brano Mišieta. The church started in 2004. The congregation now is about 25 people. And you see here a picture of their congregation. The first converts were around 2008, but by 2010 they encountered a great setback. Several people left the church in that year, and since then they experienced a recovery and a steady progress. It's a slow progress, but it's a progress indeed. And last year, in 2016, they moved to a larger site. It's a place which they rent, a larger place, and which suits now their needs. Among their ministries, I can mention their outreach, which is local in Žilina and regional, because they do outreach also in the villages which surround Žilina. They have a Sunday school, two groups of children, and a very extensive literature work. By the way, they already have a web shop, so they can sell their books very extensively, and it's advertised large in Slovakia. And they have a very good website and webcasting. Maybe it's good to say that Pastor Brano Mišeta was an IT man before he started his ministry, so this explains a lot of the work they do in webs with the website and webcasting. They also face challenges and needs, or have needs. One is growing in personal prayer. Now, many of the people who come to their congregation do not have a former evangelical background, or not all of them have a former evangelical background, so they need to learn some basics too, like growing in personal prayer. Another need is reaching more children. Actually, it's very difficult to reach children in those Central and Eastern European countries. Another need is a training of deacons, to have colleagues and to have good associates in the work for a pastor is indeed crucial. So one of the prayer issues for them is to have and to train more and more deacons. And overcoming discouragement. Now, when many hundreds or several hundreds are sitting together in a large congregation, you may feel encouraged immediately. But when you are the only Reformed Baptist church in a country, then sometimes you're overwhelmed by discouragement. So please pray for these brothers, for the pastor, first of all, and then for all the others in the Slovakian church. They need much, much encouragement, and you can encourage them by your prayers. You see here Pastor Brano with his family, four boys, very wonderful. And just a few words about their difficulties. The suspicion of the non-Christian parents, so when they invite the children or want to invite children to their Sunday school, they always face the suspicion of the non-Christian parents. Lack of Reformed fellowship in the country is also a difficulty. Sometimes you wish to have others too with whom you can associate, pray together, exchange your ideas or thoughts or emotions. So lack of Reformed fellowship is indeed a difficulty. Another difficulty which they encounter is visitors not wanting to leave compromised churches. Some of the people like our teachings. They come to feed themselves, their souls in our services, but they do not want to leave their compromised churches. It's like going always to the neighbor to feed yourself. So this is one of the difficulties. And then fake visitors or troublemakers. I mentioned a few minutes ago that sometimes you encounter those people who never find their church, and they are always on journey or on the move to the next church. Now a few words about the Czech Republic. In the Czech Republic, there is just one Reformed Baptist, proper Reformed Baptist church in the city of Liberec or Liberec. This church is pastored by Pastor Zdenek Karasek. He's also here today with us. His work started in the year 2000. The congregation at the moment is comprising about 10 to 15 people. You need to know that the Czech Republic is one of the most atheistic societies or countries in whole Europe. So his work is really tough in this country. But they enjoyed their own facilities. They could buy their own church facilities in the year 2002. And since then, they have done very extensive street evangelism with distribution of tracts and contacting people on the streets. They also faced growth and setbacks in numbers, especially in the year 2015. but their first convert was in the year 2003. Here you see a picture with the children from the Sunday school. They still have an ongoing outreach ministry, Sunday school ministry, regular services. Now, when you have a very small group, even to provide regular services is a main result. And they have also a website. Pastor Zdenek Karasek used to be an engineer before he began to minister, so he has done great work in his website too. Their challenges and needs, of course, perseverance in a profoundly atheistic environment is a great challenge. And keeping up the contact tour. So please pray for him and for his congregation in the Czech Republic. They also had some lectures in creationism. You see there an Englishman besides Pastor Karasek, Andy McIntosh, who went there and had some lectures on creationism. A picture about his family. Among the encountered difficulties, I can mention limitation of public literature distribution by local authorities. Pastor Zdenek used to have a table on the street in the public square, but the local authorities denied him further possibility to distribute tracts on the street or Christian literature. And of course, the biggest difficulty is the low responsiveness by the local people. Let's move for a moment to Poland. As far as I know, there is only one Reformed Baptist Church there in a city called Zielona Góra, which means Green Mountain. The church there started very recently in the year 2014. The small group comprised of two or three families came from originally a Pentecostal background. So their move to Reformed teaching was gradual, and in last year they encountered a setback. Some people left the group. Now, among their ministry, great emphasis is put on Reformed teaching. They have a doctrine class. They need to teach the people again what the doctrines of grace were. And of course, personal outreach is the other main ministry. I don't have pictures from them. I just can mention just a few things which they shared with me. Among their greatest challenges, needs, is acquiring legal status for church. In Poland, where Catholics are the majority, it's very difficult for a non-Catholic church or a religious group to acquire legal status. They were even denied legal status. They have tried to gain that, but they were restricted and they are not recognized as a legal church. Calvinism is even treated as a heresy in Poland and makes things difficult. So they are limited in their evangelistic work. You can bring all these difficulties in your prayers before the mercy seat of our Lord. And finally, let's move to Hungary, the country where I'm living in the present. There are four Reformed works in Hungary, two of them in Budapest, in the capital city, one in Mileiszeg, southwest Hungary, and one in Debrecen. Mileiszeg is just a village here, but Debrecen is the second largest city in Hungary. So first of all, Budapest. Budapest is divided in districts, and the districts have numbers and not names. So two Reformed works are currently going on in Budapest. One in the 17th district and one in the 14th district. I want to mention first of all the one in the 17th district. The minister there is Mr. Kevin Keenan. Probably several of you know him personally. He used to be the pastor, or still is the pastor in some way, of the Westminster Baptist Chapel here in London. His ministry started around the year 2013, and the congregation at the moment comprises about 5 to 10 people. And you see here two pictures of him personally with the group of people. Now, Mr. Kevin Keenan is very keen on outreach and contact work. As far as I know, he used to participate on many street evangelism projects here in Great Britain. Besides his outreach work, contact work, he's doing English language classes with children and Bible teaching to some of the children. And you see him here on one of the streets in Budapest. And then I want to say a few words about our church and our work in Budapest in the 14th district. We started our ministry in the year 2012. Our congregation at the moment numbers about 15 to 20 people. We have 11 members. We rent the facilities from the local council. We have moved to this site in the year 2014. Our first baptism was in that year, and you see a picture of our first baptism. And since then, we had 3 baptisms. The last one was 2 weeks ago, and you see a picture here of the candidates. We have yearly about 60 different visitors. Among our ministries, I want to mention first outreach, our tract distribution on the main squares and streets, and contact work. And this is a picture of our place as it looked when we rented it first from the local council. Now, among our ministries, I can mention also that I'm invited regularly as a guest speaker to the student meetings, the university in Budapest, to participate especially in panel discussions. We have a literature work we translate a lot of books and booklets, especially those published by the Wakeman Trust, by the Tabernacle. So we are building now, setting up our web shop at the present. We have a website where you can follow us and webcasting regularly our services. Among our ministries, I want to mention training young men in faith and for ministry. We have 5 young men who come regularly to this training. And sometimes we have fraternals in Budapest. Among other ministries, I need to mention the pioneering work in Debrecen, the second largest city, and Milejsek. You see here a picture of those from Debrecen mainly. This was taken 2 days ago. They were on Sunday with us in Budapest. So it's interesting how it started, because usually we put great effort in starting a new church. But one evening in January, late January, I was just called on phone by a brother in Debrecen, and that's how it started. And since then we have regular Bible classes on every Friday in Debrecen, where 10 to 15 people meet regularly. We already have 2 members in Debrecen. And in Milejsek, in that village, we have 10 people in our congregation and 4 members. You see here a picture from last year's retreat, mainly the group from Milejsek. Now, among our challenges or needs, I want to mention, first of all, diversifying our outreach. We ran out sometimes of ideas how to get to people, so we need to diversify our outreach. Strengthening faith and doctrine. Most of our people do not come from an evangelical Christian background, so we need to teach them again many, many basic doctrines. New ways of reaching dispersed Christians. I mention this because we are contacted very often by people, either single persons or single families, who live in different parts of the country and they do not have a church, a local church to go to. where they discover us on our through our website, and they ask how can they be in contact with us, or do we know about any local church in their area. So most of them keep the contact with us through our website and on telephone. Distribution of literature. We produce many literature, but it's a challenge to distribute it and to get it to the people. And training of preachers. We need preachers. We are a small group, but with many other or several other groups starting around the country, we need preachers. A need for Sunday school workers. Encounter difficulties. Of course, contacting people is a great difficulty. The majority of Budapest population is now officially atheistic, according to the last census. So secularism and hedonism are on the rise in our city. Suspicion of parents. We face the same as Brno, Mišeta in Slovakia. When we want to invite children from non-Christian background, parents are very suspicious. Children became idols today for their parents. Doctrinal and practical decline of evangelicalism. It's another great difficulty or challenge which we encounter. Establishing proper churches where there are very few persons. Just to give you an image of this situation, we have people from as far as the United States, or Austria, Germany, Ukraine, who are listening regularly to our services. They are all Hungarian people who moved into these countries, but the only possibility to get sound spiritual nourishment is through our website. So we have an extensive email ministry too, and telephone ministry with these people. And pressure on members to overwork at their jobs. It may sound trivial, but in our societies, people need to work more and more and more. They are pressured by their companies, but this is a great disadvantage to our ministry because we need all of our people, and if they are not available during the week or in the weekend, that's a problem. So these are some of our difficulties we encounter. Please pray for us. Please have great sympathy for us in your prayers, because we need your prayers. We covet your prayers. We need much strength, and we hope that one day we can report to you even about greater results and greater harvest of souls. Just a few conclusions from our work from this part of Europe. First of all, I want to emphasize the practice of prayer and witness. When we are just a handful of people, we really feel that we depend on the Lord more and more. Facing so much atheism and secularism, we know that we depend on the Lord. So we put great emphasis on prayer and, of course, on witness. Now, witness is sometimes difficult, or sometimes it takes a lot of energy from us because we face so many obstacles and opposition. And I want to emphasize the importance of webcasting. Now, every advancement in technology brings advantages to us too. And we have discovered the advantages of webcasting. Really, many, many people keep their contact with us through webcasting. It's their only possibility to nourish their souls. So if you have a website, that will mean much advantage to you too. If you don't have a website, I think it's time to set up a website for your church, for your ministry. Then the need for flexibility, by which I mean the need to adapt ourselves to the new situations or the new needs which we encounter. We never dreamed that in so a few years we need to start a new work in Debrecen or in Milejszeg. These places are about 200 or almost 200 miles away from Budapest, and we need to travel a lot. Now, if we would concentrate only on our local ministry, then these churches or these ministries would have not started. So we need much, much flexibility these days. Society is changing fastly, and we need to adapt to these changing situations. And the indispensability of dedication to the Lord's work. Now, this is linked to the third point. Without dedication, you cannot be flexible. In order to be flexible, you need to have a heart for the Lord and His work. You need to put aside your leisure and any other things, your routine, and so on, and be ready to minister whenever a need arises or a new situation arises. Thank you very much for your patience.
Let's close our meeting with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for that information that we've been given concerning the work of Thy people in Eastern and Central Europe. And we do pray that Thou wilt mightily bless Thy servants, grant them encouragements in the days to come, strengthen those causes, add to their numbers, we pray. Grant that there would be conversions of young people and older people. Bless those Sunday schools. Bless the literature ministries. Bless the webcasting. Oh, Lord, we pray, Thou wilt mightily bless all Thy servants and grant them great help and strength in the days to come. We ask it in our Saviour's name, for His sake. Amen. Amen.